the same stage as the duo of the year, Roxanne Barr! We have had the best time this year, touring together. Didn't start out that way, though, I've got to tell you that right now. See, last December, I was up snowskiing in Park City, Utah. I am a good skier, you know. And there I was up on top of this big old mountain. I looked so good, I wish the Wild World Sports had been there for me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank y'all so much.
Yes, sir.
Well, we had a real good time here in Double Lane because we went into the studio and we got 10 brand new songs that have never been recorded before. And Larry and I had a wonderful time here to do that, making a marvelous job on the album. And there's a couple of songs that we've already done on the album, but there's a couple more that I've chosen to do because they're two of my favorites. I hope you like them too.
Yeah.
big round of applause to the band! Thank you very much, I appreciate that. You know, it's a lot of fun to remember this song. We're fun to us, we're excited. But it's also a lot of fun to remember the songs that we've been recording and performing for you for the last 27 years. Thank you. Max Gill. And man, I wanted to sing this song with Kurt Black so bad I couldn't know how to say it. Now I was making all kinds of plans, but then something happened that changed all of our plans. See, we've been doing a private show in San Diego, California in March of 1991. And after the show, it was a small private party because we were taking the band and crew up to Fort Wayne, Indiana, where we were going to do another show there the next night. Except one of the small planes coming out of California. And after the plane crash in 91, I was totally obsessed with finding songs for the next album. It was something to keep my mind occupied, to keep me busy. I just lost 8 great people, 8 great friends, and I miss them very, very much. A lot of people said it was the saddest album I've ever recorded. Yeah, it was. It matched my mood. But then other folks wrote in and told me that because I could sing about my hurt and my pain, that when they listen to these songs, they can talk about their hurt and their pain. And they said, yeah. I've always heard a saying, life goes on. Well, of course it does. But this song that I found in the early part of 1991 was one of the things that helped me get through this tragedy. The song that says, the world didn't stop for my broken heart.
Thank you.
test this summer. One of the things I had to do was go on a family vacation. We took our family vacation in June, and I took my mom and dad with us. You just think you know your mom and dad and took you on a vacation with them. You learn more stuff. See, when we were kids, we didn't have time to really get to know mom and daddy's history, what they did when they were kids. Because when we were sitting down at the dinner table, you ate some supper and then you got up and did whatever you needed to do. But when we were on vacation, we got to sit down, relax, everybody tell their side of the story, whatever it was. Mama did a little bit of the talking, but it was daddy who really told the news. He told us stuff about his childhood, things about his mom and daddy. It was just so interesting. Then we got to talk about present day stuff. There's a song that I knew that daddy got to talking about, saying he didn't quite understand it. It's about this father who is not comfortable saying I love you to his children. Person to say I love you. Daddy's a very strong, rough, rugged old cowboy from southeastern Oklahoma, and that's just not how he does things. But thank God things have changed. In our generation today, it doesn't need more good to see a man walk up to his 12-year-old son, put his arm around him, and say, son, I love you. Because don't embarrass him. I think that's pretty neat. Even better when the kid looks up and says, Dad, I love you too. To see the differences, to get them out in the open and to talk about it, I think that's what made this summer so special for me. Thank you.
Thank you.